Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Examiner, which has news about GAA Go. Never far from the headlines, the news today is that the GAA has proposed to buy RTE out of their share of GAA Go. So RTE have a 50% share of the premium streaming service GAA Go, and negotiations are expected to take place over the coming weeks. Croke Park wants full ownership of the pay-per-view platform, which made €5.23 million in revenue last year, by the way. And the Irish Examiner can also confirm GAA Go will retain the two championship media rights packages that the GAA made available for tender in August. So it'll be interesting to see how those negotiations go, and the GAA wanting to buy RTE out. I'm sure some other broadcasters might be disappointed with that. The Irish Times on the front page has the lovely happy news. If you're trying to buy a house in Dublin, the average price is now more than €600,000, according to the CSO. You'd want to have some fine jobs to get a mortgage for over €600,000. It's 12 times the average full-time salary in the state, which is about €50,000. And that will show how difficult it would be to get a mortgage for a house in Dublin. You'd want two Google jobs or something like that. The CSO confirmed that the average price paid for a home nationally was €429,000, which is up from €382,000 the same month last year. So here's the evidence of house prices creeping up and up. It was €382,000 and it's gone up to €429,000. But in Dublin, it's now more than €600,000. And of course, we had the warning from the ESRI only last week or earlier this week that house prices are overvalued by about 10%. So take all those prices with a pinch of salt until you want to buy those houses and you have to find the money. Also, the Irish Times on the front page says that school attendance among pupils has dropped significantly since the pandemic. A lot of children are missing an awful lot of school time, more than 25% in primary school and 20% at secondary school missed 20 or more school days last year. And that used to be 11% in primary school and 14% in second level. So since the pandemic, we have school attendance sharply down for some reason. And there's even greater concern over high levels of extended absences in areas of social disadvantage, because in those areas, 42% of primary school pupils and 30% of secondary missed 20 days or more. There's also similar research from the UK as well. There's an issue with the social contract between schools and society since the pandemic, apparently. On the front of the Irish Independent, we're wondering who the new health minister will be. Looks like it's going to be Jennifer Carroll McNeill. The Irish Independent reports on the front page a major shake-up of government is on the cards, which would see Jennifer Carroll McNeill become the new health minister. Independent TDs want the Department of Rural Affairs to be a full cabinet position. They also want a super junior ministry as well as two junior minister jobs, and there's speculation that they might get rid of Helen McEntee in Justice and move her to the Department of Enterprise instead. Fine Gael anxious to keep Enterprise, so they might move Helen McEntee there. And of course, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly lost his seat, so they reckon it'll be Jennifer Carroll McNeill. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page, new Count Corla vows to use role for influence. This is Rona Murphy, the newly elected Count Corla. She's already come under criticism, according to the Mail, for claiming that she'll use the position to deliver for her home constituency. The idea of Count Corla is that you're above politics. However, Rona Murphy has been criticised for comments she gave to local radio last week, in which she said that being Count Corla would give her access to every minister. I have no doubt I'm certainly in a better position to be Count Corla, or as Count Corla, to influence and deliver for Wexford than I would be as a TD in opposition. And Fine Gael ministers are now saying that it shows Rona Murphy misunderstands the nature of the job. Also, I understand from local media in Wexford that some local people aren't happy that they just voted for her in the election and didn't realise straight away she was going to be Count Corla. But that's the gig and the doll. The Irish Daily Star were up Ship Creek. This is about Holyhead. So we were originally told Holyhead was going to open today. Then it was just after Christmas. Then I heard St. Patrick's Day at one stage. Now the Star says that Holyhead could be closed until June. And it's a big old headache. And the basics like toilet roll and condoms could be hit by this at Holyhead as well. It's very serious, is what the Star says. The Irish Daily Mirror, Rihanna's Irish Minder shot. A former bodyguard for pop star Rihanna was wounded in a gun attack yesterday. Jeff Keating, who was her head of security, was hit when a shotgun was fired at his home in Finglas. His injuries are non-life-threatening. And the Irish Sun tells us that Catherine Thomas has a new job. She's going to be presenting a show on Q102. And the other half of the front page tells us that Brendan O'Carroll has told of his joy after equipment he provided to the FAI saved a life. He says it's made his Christmas. Inside the paper is more about this on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Mandatory driving lessons, more needed it would seem. The Irish Times has the story. Nearly 100 people crashed during their driving tests over the past 2 years. Now, it's awful, obviously, crashing your car. The only thing worse than that is when you're sitting doing a driving test and it happens. 98 crashes have happened since the beginning of 2023. In what seems like the most reliable way to fail the test, as the Irish Times say it, 52 people had a crash while on their test route in the first 10 months of this year. God love them. I don't think you'd ever get behind the wheel again. Sitting doing your driving test with the inspector beside you and you crash. Last year, there were 46 cases where a person was involved in a crash during their driving test, which led to personal injuries in 14 different cases. And obviously, the goal is that no one would be crashing during their driving test. So we'll have more on that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Just a couple of final Christmas stories for you. The worst Christmas song of all time has been revealed. I disagree violently with this survey because they say it is All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. That's the best Christmas song, not the worst one. But The Sun tells us it appears it's a timeless classic, but All We Want for Christmas is to never hear Mariah Carey's song again. Her favourite, back from 1994, has topped a poll of songs the nation apparently goes out of its way to avoid. Also, E17's Stay Another Day makes people want to leave the room, and Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas does nothing to spread a smile of joy as it comes third in the poll of least liked Christmas songs. So the worst Christmas songs, we mentioned Mariah. In second is Mistletoe, Justin Bieber. Then it's Band-Aid. Then it's E17. Then it's One More Sleep, Leona Lewis. Then it's Ariana Grande's Santa Tell Me. Michael Bublé's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues, Kirsty MacColl. In ninth is I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. And then in tenth is Oh Holy Night, Celine Dion. Clearly people with no taste whatsoever. Final Christmas story. I know so many people are worried and stressed about getting the right presents. There's a survey in the mail that tells us 9 in 10 people can't remember what presents they got last year. Let that be a lesson to all of us worried and stressed about Christmas presents. And even for yourself, try and think back, what did you get last year? A lot of people just wouldn't have a clue. This is a new survey. 9 in 10 can't remember what presents they got, and many end up being given away or sold. Some 42% of adults donated their unwanted gifts to charity, 37% re-gifted them, and a handful of ungrateful recipients even made a profit from their presents. 16% have admitted selling their gifts online. An average of €67 worth of gifts are discarded by adults each year. And if you still have yet to buy presents, apparently bath sets, socks and underwear and candles are the least loved gifts received by those surveyed. However, if you want to impress the loved ones in your life, you should buy them tickets for events or money towards holidays or experiences. There's a bit of last minute Christmas shopping advice for you.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.